What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, Justin Moore reaching a parental milestone this Father's Day week concerning his oldest daughter.
We just got her a car, which is the scariest thing of all time. It's wild. I mean, to have the opportunity to do that is awesome, but it's still like scary, and she's really trustworthy. She's a really good kid, but it still makes you super nervous, and I cried when we gave it to her.
I can just see him crying. Ella, it's your first car. Please be careful.
He didn't cry. He cried. So I'm going to go ahead and guess, because Justin's Justin. He didn't give her a BMW with a bow around it. He gave her like a Toyota certified used Corolla, which is perfect, by the way. A great first car.
Absolutely.
And my point is, he didn't spoil her because she's rich. I'm sorry, he didn't spoil her because he's rich. That's my thought process, at least. I don't know what he gave her.
I don't know either, but I would 100% back your theory that no, she did not get any fancy, brand new, expensive car. She got something safe and reliable, and Justin gave her, you know, the whole lowdown from dad on how you're going to be with this car.
You just triggered a memory that just irritated me. When I was at my daughter Julia's high school graduation years ago, we parked and we were walking up, and I see like this beautiful, beautiful BMW convertible with a bow around it. Like, a parent is not seriously peacocking their kids. I mean, if you can do that for your kid, God bless you. Good for you. That's great.
Yeah, but at the school.
Come on. Come on.
Listen, our first cars were nothing like that. 833-287-1037. Do you remember your very first car? We'd love to hear what it was. John, your first car was...
This is hilarious. When I graduated high school, my sister Gina was a few years older than I was. My dad decided to give us a car. He went and bought us a car that we can share.
Okay.
And it was a beaut. It was a 1968 square back Volkswagen Bug. So it was like a station wagon. It's a Bug with a station wagon instead of the cute little, you know, round butt that those VW Bugs have.
Yeah.
But it was like primer color. It was like he bought it from a junkyard. You had to push a button to start it. There was no radio. There was no heater, which is great in Minnesota. My sister took one look at it and said, I'm not ever driving that car. So I was like, boom, I got myself a car. I didn't care. What the hell did I care?
Yeah,
I got wheels. I got freedom.
Yeah.
But yes, that was my first. And that thing, literally, I drove it to college. And as I was driving home, I had about an hour and a half commute from my college to where my parents lived. Pieces of it were falling out onto the highway. I realized, you know what? I think I've driven this car to its last day.
Good for you.
My second car was a Toyota Corolla, and boom, I've been Toyota ever since.
There you go. 833-287-1037. Let's go out to Ramona and Merchalina. Merchalina, what was your very first car?
Dodge Avenger.
Was that a gift from mom and dad, or is that all you, Merchalina?
I bought my car when I was 17. I had been working for our family restaurant since I was like 15 or 14 and just saving.
Good for you, Merchelina, buying your own car. 833-287-1037. What was your very first car? Just yours. You even like went outside and just looked at it. Didn't even drive it. Just looked at it. Yeah, that's my car, baby. 833-287-1037. Driving down memory lane this morning with your first car. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Justin Moore just bought his oldest daughter her first car.
It's a big milestone in a dad life.
It's a big milestone in a kid's life, too. Mm-hmm. First car, freedom, man. I mean, everything a car represents. What was your first car? 833-287-1037.
Evie and El Cajon, tell us about your very first car.
Me, my brother, and sister all shared a Murphy Blue 1973 Ford Maverick.
Oh, my God. I remember my dad had a Ford Maverick when I was a little kid, and it got stolen when he was at a liquor store once.
It's hard to share a car when you have to do it with your siblings. Who honestly drove the Maverick the most?
I would say probably me.
Oh, good for you. Are you the oldest?
Nope, the youngest.
Baby. There you go. Spoiled.
Baby, I mean, gets baby. Everything. No, I'm just kidding. Thanks, Evie. Liz and Santee, tell us about your first car.
Oh, it was a beauty. My father was laughing when he gave it to me. It was a 1973 yellow hatchback Vega that had three cylinders. The fourth one didn't work. But it was like driving a lawnmower with all my friends in it.
You know, it's funny that you said your dad laughed when he gave it to you. My dad, I think he purposely bought me a clunker, sure. too, just as, here you go, buddy, there's your car.
Well, he knew I could speed in that car.
Oh, that's true. That was good thinking on his part. Thank you, Liz. Amanda and Santee, we want to hear about your first car.
So I graduated in 99, and I remember my graduation party was at my church. And my aunt and my uncle came down from up north, and little did I know they had my first car with me, and it was a glorious 1987 Toyota Camry stick shift.
Beautiful. That's a great car. I bet that thing still runs.
It would if I hadn't wrecked it 3 weeks later.
Oh, no. Oh, honey.
Yeah. I was driving in downtown for the first time by myself and freaked out at a red light, and I didn't know what to do, and I couldn't put the car in gear to stop it. And I just rolled through it, and I got hit. It was really sad. I loved that car.
Oh, I bet you did.
Boy, that's crazy, because my first real car was also a Toyota Corolla that my grandfather helped me get, and I wrecked that car, too, and it was because I rolled through a red. It's so odd, the coincidences here. Thank you for sharing that.
No problem, guys. Have a great day.
We're talking about our first car memories because Justin Moore just bought his daughter her first car.
Shannon in Oceanside, tell us about your first car.
We called it the Great Blue Hope. You hoped you made it there, and you hoped you made it home. And John can appreciate this because I lived in Carlsbad and everything's up from sea level. You had to hold the clutch, hold the brake, and pump the gas so it wouldn't stall out on hills. And at the top of Elm, which is now Carlsbad Village Drive in Monroe, that was a four-way stop.
Oh, that must have been a nightmare.
Oh, I can't even imagine your first car and then that happens. 833-287-1037. Jade in Lakeside, tell us about your first car.
Good morning, John and Tammy. My first car, so I was born in 1991, and my first car was actually a 1992 Honda Civic hatchback. It was wonderful, except for the day that I picked it up, the head gasket actually blew on it.
That's not a cheap fix.
No, it was not, but thankfully I have the most wonderful older brother in the world, and so he ended up loaning me a little bit of money. The car was only $1,500 at the time. But he helped me get it fixed.
That's awesome.
That must have been nuts driving a car that was just a year younger than you.
It was.
Thank you for sharing that.
Lots of memories flooding back for me on my first car, which was an old cop car. Didn't have the lights on top, but it still had the switch on the inside. I don't even remember what kind of car it was. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.